sell.
Stop talking like a detergent commercial. Come and give your mama a kiss.
Ooh, what's that you're wearing?
It's Rhydamine, darling. And you're still wearing that essence of bacon.
Darren's breakfast. Now, he'll be down any minute, so why don't you just evaporate until he goes off to work?
Why don't you ask me where I've been and what's in the box?
You've been to Paris. And there's a dress in the box.
Marvelous! You've learned to read minds.
No, I've learned to read labels.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Goodbye.
Mother just popped in to show me the latest fashions from Paris.
Yes, and I brought you something. Something for your nice little pointed head.
Oh, Mother.
And Nora, I'm glad you're here.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Seeing you here has made me lose my appetite. That means I'll be on time for a very important meeting. Oh. My sweetheart, stay a week. I'm on a diet.
Even his voice is irritating.
Well, you did start it.
No, you did when you married him. Oh. Which reminds me, whom do you think I ran into in Paris?
Who?
Your old beau, Rollo.
Oh, how is he?
Oh, as charming and attractive and debonair as ever. Why you turned him down, I'll never understand.
Simple. I met Darren and it was love at first sight.
It must have been. If you'd taken a second look, you'd have run like a frightened deer.
I have a million things to do, starting with saying goodbye to you.
Really, Dora, your timing is atrocious.
I'm sorry. Were you lunching?
With an absolutely ravishing mademoiselle. Now I'll never know whether she said yes or no.
Oh, come now, Rollo. No woman would ever say no to you.
That's true.
Except Samantha.
Don't remind me. The only blot on my record.
How would you like to remove that blot?
Into having lunch.
Of course, darling. Even a chicken gets out of its coop now and then.
Would you care to order now or wait till the other party arrives?
What other party?
Samantha.
Here's our other party now.
Oh. Where did he come from?
I don't know. I was just...
You're looking positively radiant.
Mother, I know what you're cooking up. No reflection on you, Rollo, but...
Oh.
What happened to my dad?
If you don't mind, I would like to tell Aunt Agatha that her babysitting services are no longer required.
Samantha, I am shocked and disappointed in you.
You're shocked? Oh, of all the underhanded tricks.
My, I didn't know you were so attracted to him.
Attracted to him? Mother, what are you talking about?
Well... If you're so upset over the mere idea of having lunch with an old friend, what other explanation can there be?
I am not upset with Rollo.
Of course, if a married woman isn't sure enough of herself to spend a few hours in a crowded restaurant with an old beau.
Be off now, dear.
Just a minute, Mother.
No, no, no.
I feel very sorry for you. Things must be much worse than I thought between Darwin and you.
It's Darren. And there's nothing wrong between us.
Of course not. But I'm sure you'll work the problem out.
All right. All right, Mother, I'll have lunch with Rollo.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I'm sure one drive.
Thank you. I hope it's nice and dry. Here's the other gentleman.
Oh, he was just... And then you too. I don't know. Excuse me?
I wonder what got into Rollo. I said we'd be right back.
Pretty sure of yourself, weren't you, Mother?
I'll get him.
Forget it, Mother. Let's just have lunch. Oh, look, there's Darren.
Let me finish this before I look.
Well, 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 this is a pleasant surprise.
I'd say it was more in the nature of a shock.
Sweetheart, would you like to join us? We'd love to have you, wouldn't we, Mother?
Thanks, and we have some business to discuss.
Oh, that can wait. I'd certainly rather have lunch with a couple of classy chicks than sit alone with you.
This lady is my wife, and this is my mother-in-law.
No kidding. Well, some guys have all the luck. Callahan's my name. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Oh, pleasure is dubious.
Well, aren't you sweet? What are you standing there for? Sit down.
Mr. Callahan is a new client of ours.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Hey, I bet you can't guess what I make.
Enemies?
Hey, you got a funny mother-in-law.
What do you make, Mr. Callahan?
Well, this will kill you. Perfume. Ain't that a gas? Look, here's a sample. For you, Bright Eyes, we just came out with it.
Autumn Flame.
Yeah, for the older babes, you know.
He means for the more mature woman.
Well, have it your way. You're the advertising man. You see, the way I figure it, why should just the young chicks get all the attention? I mean, an old babe like you's got a right to smell nice, too.
Why don't we order or something?
You know, you're giving me a terrific brainstorm. We want somebody to sell Autumn Flame, right? You keep telling me we need a classy, older chick to do the commercials. Well, there she is.
I beg your pardon.
She'd be perfect. Smart dresser, sophisticated, still pretty good looking.
Well, Mother, you ought to be flattered.
Well, what do you think?
Well, no. It's out of the question.
Suppose you let me handle my own affairs. It's out of the question.
Hey, you think about it and let me know tonight.
Tonight?
I want you all to come to dinner at my place. How about it?
Why,
That's very sweet of you, Mr. Callahan, but I'm afraid it would be impossible to get a babysitter on such short notice.
No problem. We'll have dinner at your place. Just be sure Mom's there.
She can't. Definitely not. She has a previous engagement.
Will you stop answering for me? I have a previous engagement. But I'll be there.
Terrific. Hey, be sure that art director's there. What's his name?
Bill Walsh.
Yeah, I want to get his thinking on this.
Well, I was planning on having dinner with dear Rollo. But I'll bring him to your place instead.
Who?
Well, I guess I'll skip lunch. There's so many things that I must do.
I'll see you tonight, Bright Eyes. Oh. Ain't she a gas?
I'm sorry about the disappearing act, darling, but it was unavoidable. Now, where were we?
You were just telling me about your collection of...
Andorra?
Yeah?
Andorra, when are you going to stop hounding me?
When you finish your assignment. You naughty, naughty boy.
It's no use. I've never kissed a less responsive hand than Samantha's.
Well, you barely had a chance to talk to her.
But tonight you'll have a better opportunity. Samantha's having some people to dinner, and we're invited.
Andorra will never work.
But if your fatal charm doesn't work, you'll have to think of something else.
My love potion. Are you suggesting that I use that on your own daughter?
I? Certainly not. I'm shocked at you even mentioning it. All I want to do is free my little girl from a life of mortal drudgery. How you do it is up to you.
Dora, doesn't your conscience ever pain you?
No. But now that you mention it, it does tickle a bit.
You know, we don't pay peanuts for these commercials. No, there's a lot of money involved. Why don't they just get their eye teeth if you want
to? You want to keep tally or something?
Oh, thank you, old boy.
So, you're Ralph, huh?
That's right. And, you're Samantha's husband, huh?
That's right.
Well.
Can I get you something to drink?
You just did.
Yeah. Excuse me. Here's your refill, Bill.
Thank you.
Harriet, can I get you something to drink?
It looks as if Bill is going to drink for the family.
Will you get off my back?
Excuse me.
Well, just don't come to me tomorrow with your hangover.
I wouldn't come
Roger,
to you.
Roger, anyone?
Sam! Lovely party, Sam.
Thank you, Bill. I'm so glad you could make it on such short notice.
Oh, we were delighted.
I haven't seen you guys in ages.
Here, you pass these. I'll get some more.
Can I help?
Yes. Stay right here.
Don't know why you're resisting, Bright Eyes. Ask these people here. Don't you think she'd make a great Miss Autumn Flame?
If you want my personal opinion, I think Endora's too young for what you have in mind.
Well, how do you know what he had in mind?
You know, Endora, what Mr. Callahan is offering is really quite an honor.
Sure, Stevens and I auditioned hundreds of women for the job, but you stand out like a ripe pickle in a bunch of green cucumbers.
Doesn't he have a flair for language?
For heaven's sakes, Rollo. Will you stop gaping at me and go back in the living room?
I'm sorry, Sam, I can't. Samantha, I'd forgotten how lovely you are.
Terrific. Let's keep it that way.
Do you know, the more I see you, the more I want you.
Yes, but I can't sing it now.
Okay. It's the way it's got to be.
Dinner will be ready in about 5 minutes. I hope everybody's appetite's okay.
Mine sure is.
Girl, I was afraid you might drown it.
You've been rushing around so much you haven't had a chance to have a drink, have you?
Oh, thanks, Rollo. That's very considerate of you.
Now look, Dora, why don't you just give in? Hmm? You're going to anyway, sooner or later, you know. Bo Callahan always gets his way.
Why don't we have some music?
You know what they say, Bo. You can drive a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Your simile is not only odious, but inaccurate. He is driving me to drink.
No, I wouldn't do that.
You would if you had to listen to him.
Oh. When do we start? When do we start the commercials, you big, beautiful, utterly irresistible man?
I must have missed something.
Oh, the sweetest little fellow.
It's my drink, and you put something in it.
Well, it wasn't my idea.
Oh, this time, Mother has gone too far. Maybe it won't hurt for her to get a taste of her own medicine.
Sam, what's going on?
I think I better check my chicken.
And I think I better check mine.
I need a drink.
Hello there.
What?
Where have you been all my life?
Told you not to drink so much.
Has anyone ever told you you have eyes like a stricken fawn?
Love potion.
That's right. Rollo, intended it for me.
Oh, really? Well, I've got something for him.
Oh, damn. Samantha, please help me. What's the matter?
Why are you running from me, you beautiful creature?
Will you leave me alone?
Well, what's gotten into you?
I don't know, but it sure feels great.
I don't think it was very nice of you to leave my mother and Mr. Callahan alone in the living room.
What are you talking about? They've left. Harriet, mother, come back.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Sweetheart, why don't you go help Bill?
You mean Harriet, don't you?
Rollo, why didn't you stop Mother?
Are you joking? Do you think I want to spend the rest of my life as a frog?
How long does that potion last?
Exactly 1 hour.
The judge will be out in a minute. Now, you folks just relax. Getting married don't hurt none.
Boy, I thought I made quick decisions, but you got me beat all hollow. Man, Spinny, I don't even know how he got here.
Witchcraft, darling. When you're in love, the whole world's witchcraft. You do want to marry me, don't you, sweetie?
Well, yeah, sure. It's all some kind of crazy dream anyway.
Oh, how can you stand there and eat when Mother may be in terrible trouble?
Well, how will it help her if I starve?
Hey, is it all right if Darren drives me home?
What about Bill?
I wouldn't dare get into a car with him.
Harriet, my love, why are you running from your sugar plum?
Bill, please. Hold it down.
You're obviously of age, so there's no problem about that. Where's your witness?
Witness? Do we need a witness?
Sure. You need two of them. Edna here can stand up for one of you, but we still need somebody else.
But we don't have anyone.
Well, leave everything to me, darling. Excuse me. Rollo!
I don't like to eat and run, but I'd rather your mother didn't find me when she comes out of...
I have a hunch she found him.
Rollo! Oh, there you are, Rollo. Come on here. You're going to be a witness.
Ah, a witness? To what?
Mr. Callahan and I are going to be married. Isn't that wonderful? What's your first name, dear?
Bo. Where'd he come from?
Oh, Rollo's always around when I need him. So don't worry your head about it, you dear sweet little man.
I'll be right back. Don't start without me.
Don't hide your heart, my little coquette. I know you're in there, my little love bug. Hey, you want me to suffocate you, sweetheart?
If necessary. Where's Bill?
Let me out. You can't run away from love.
Where'd you come from?
Oh, out there. I gotta talk to you urgent.
Poopsie! Can't run away from love. Where is she? Where is that divine little she-devil?
He's loose! He's loose!
Sam, your mother's gonna get married. I'm supposed to be the witness.
Married? Mother? Well, she can't.
Well, that's what you think. There is some justice of the peace right now. She's going to pop me back there any minute.
Well, I have to stop her.
How? She's more powerful than both of us together.
Well, I'll think of something.
Well, I don't love her.
Will you try to control yourself? What about that?
Come on.
You can't hide forever, pussycat.
Sorry, sweetheart. All right, Rollo. Let's go.
Samantha, how marvelous. You've come to your mama's wedding.
Mother, you can't get married. Mother, don't you realize you're under a spell?
I know, dear, but when you're in love, the whole world's under a spell.
Oh. Rollo, what's happening? She doesn't even remember Daddy.
It's the love juice. It blots out everyone but the love object.
How much time have we got left?
4 minutes.
Oh. All right, Judge.
We're ready.
Now, if you'll just join hands. Dearly beloved. Funny, I could have sworn I had my glasses on. Can't read without them.
They were there a second ago.
Have you forgotten the ceremony? You must have performed this 100 times.
I guess so. Dearly beloved. We can't remember what comes next.
Use this and read it.
I must say, you folks came prepared for everything.
Just one moment, and we'll get this over with. Samantha? It saddens me, Samantha, that you can't behave yourself at your own mama's wedding. You'll have to go home and stay home.
No, you don't, Mother. You can't get rid of me that easily. Yes, she can. If I can't go to the wedding.
I do. What happened? Where is everybody?
Don't worry, Mr. Callahan. If everything goes all right, you won't remember a thing tomorrow.
Not bad, Samantha, but you're outwitched. Proceed.
Edna, do you know what's going on?
I think so. He's having a dream and we're all in it.
Where was I?
The last line. I now pronounce you etc., etc.
By the authority vested in me, I now pronounce you.
Oh, thank heaven. Samantha, will you explain yourself? Who are all these people?
She snapped out of it all right. I must be losing my grip.
She can't remember?
It's like a huge trunk. When it wears off, you can remember very little.
Well, Mother, I'll explain later. But first, I think we should let these good people go home. Rollo?
With pleasure.
This isn't a dream, it's a nightmare. What's going on?
Where do you live, Mr. Callahan?
Well, the townhouse hotel, but...
Good night, Mr. Callahan. I think I'll go and take care of the others.
Hey, Nora, let me try and explain.
Yes, I think you should...
Will you stop pawing me in public?
Then let me out of this hammer lock.
What's been going on?
It really doesn't matter now, sweetheart. Everything's back to normal.
She always gets this way when she's had a few too many.
You're Samantha's mother. And for that reason, I don't want to be rude, so let me put it this way. The next time you fly by this house, why don't you?
I really think that Mother suffered enough.
Oh, don't remind me. I shudder every time I think how close I came to calamity.
Mother, I know this is foolishly wishful, but I hope you've learned your lesson. Now, there is absolutely no way you can drive your witchly wedge between Darren and me. We made up our minds a long time ago that we belong together. And we're very stubborn. So, won't you please give up?
Before we give you up?
Are you threatening me? No, Mother, he isn't. He's just saying that, as guests go, he wishes you would.
Well...
You really can't help admiring her style.
She's got something else I can't help admiring even more.